Mark, a game of few chances. I guess essentially both sides took their chances. What was your view?
I thought we dominated the play, if I'm honest with you. I thought we were comfortable at 2-0 and disappointed we didn't create and score more. As I say, we've got to learn for the last 15 minutes. It's a difficult time of the year. They've achieved their main goal of promotion, which is great. But we were sloppy, gave the ball away in poor areas, and we paid the price for it. So, as I said, we'll learn from that.
How harsh will you be on them? Because essentially, as you say, the job is done. Wolves are champions. There were some celebrations after the game on Friday. How harsh do you think you need to be with your chaps today?
I think the moment you stop learning, we're finished as a team. So we'll learn for the last 15 minutes, just take care of the ball. 2-0 up with 15 to go, we were controlling it. We looked very, very comfortable. So, as I say, you can't be too harsh. They've achieved their main goal. I said to them it's a difficult time, but we have to learn. We do have to learn.
Interesting team selection today. Nico Yonaris, young lad brought in, needs games. Will Grigg, of course, hasn't had as much football as you like. Is that your thinking in the last three games to make sure they get some time?
I believe in the squad. The squad is strong. And as I say, you know, every game is a focus for us. And we will again on Saturday at Colchester. But today I thought Will came on, you know, needed 90 minutes. Alan had a small knock. Nico came on, did very well. So it's about using the squad. It always will be.
Interesting also, of course, we saw a cameo from Kevin O'Connor, his 498th, there's two games to go. Are you an old sentimental old git?
What can I say? I'll let you know on May the 3rd. But he did well, Kevin, he came on. He's trained well every day, has a chance on the pitch that he would like. He prefers to admit he's a professional, he wants to play. But as I say, Kev came on and did very well.
As we're talking to the Football League show as part of this interview, Wolverhampton Wanderers have now been crowned champions. A word about Kenny Jackett and his team.
That's a tremendous job. I mean, the weight of expectation on Kenny and his staff and the players, I'm sure, was immense. So they've achieved their goal, they've won up as champions, so congratulations to them and good luck for next season, obviously.
Any complaints about the penalty? It looked a little soft from where I was.
I thought it was soft. We think the ball went, the keeper got the ball. But it's a tough call, it's a 50-50 call, and as I say, it's the last minutes of the game, and the ref gave it as he saw it, but debatable, I think, is probably the best way of putting it.
All the minutes of interviews, and I'm very grateful to you for coming on live with us on Friday. We didn't really speak about your plans for next season, but you have spoken publicly that you've got, you and David Weir and the owner have got plans, depending on which way it went. You now know which way it's gone. Just a couple of minutes for us on what your immediate thoughts of how you can improve next season.
Hey, look, you're always looking to improve every area. So I've always spoken about the quality of the support network in place, and they are first class. So again, but it's look at the demands now being placed upon that network. Development squad getting bigger here, and we'll look to add some quality as and when it's required. But you're not just replace people for the sake of it. We have a very good squad here, high quality, a lot of young players as well, and great senior pros. So if we can strengthen a certain area, we will do. But right now what this allows us to do is it gives us more time to prepare and look at potential targets and see how they compare. But as I say, we had great support from the owner and the board, etc. So, and that support is still there. So it's important for us now to recognise what we need to do in the next division and how we adapt to it and how we make a strong impression in that division.
We really must talk about the great turnout, over 3,383, I think it was. Tremendous support for your chaps today.
Magnificent support. Great noise. And I hope it's the same for the Colchester and Stevens games, and they've earned that. They've been very patient. They supported us tremendously well home and away all season, so it's great for them to come along and enjoy themselves, and as I hopefully next Saturday and May the 3rd be exactly the same.
Thank you very much indeed.